Ash Hollywood. I'm here with more Ashaholics because I know you're sickeningly addicted and I love you for it. I'm here with my own personal addiction, Sovereign Sire.
Hello.
Oh my God, don't do that to me. Those eyes and that voice, my goodness. How are you, my kitten?
I'm very good.
You're looking toned, you're looking buff. What have you been doing?
I've been boxing.
Boxing. Girl fight?
And boy girl, too. I realized that we haven't really talked since I started doing boy girl.
I know. So how do you like it? How do you like both the punching, both the cunt punching and the real punching, I guess?
Boy, girl's kind of a mixed bag. Boxing's amazing.
So many puns.
I've had some really great boy girl scenes, like amazing.
Who's your favorite? I know it's a cliche question.
But. My favorite. I think the.
Don't worry, you're not going to offend anybody because no one's listening.
No. I think, but I don't know if. I did a scene with Manuel for Raw, but I think it was great because it was the first scene that the first five scenes I did were in a feature, and I had to sort of stay in character while I was getting fucked, and a lot of the sex in the feature was really intense and hard.
Manuel is one of my favorites to work with because it's always a good, intense scene. It always looks great. I've probably worked with him and James Dean the most out of all of the guys.
Yeah.
And they're my favorites.
Yeah. It's him, and then I love Ramon.
Oh Ramon? God, Ramon. Yeah.
Ramon, but for totally personal reasons. I just
wink, nudge.
No, he's like as a physical type and as whatever. It's just incredibly satisfying and has a great penis and all that kind of stuff.
I feel like there's a joke about Ramon always fucking up the girl's makeup because he just always wants to get to it. They're like, don't just leave her face alone.
Well, I think Manuel and Eric Everhard so far are my favorites in terms of in the scene. They make you believe it. You leave the scene and you're like, oh, that guy was really into me.
I left my
scene.
Yeah,
you believe it.
And then they're immediately texting their wives. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I think in terms of why are they great performers, it's because
they
in
make,
the scene they can connect with you on that emotional level and really make you believe it. I'm really turning this guy on. I'm totally the reason he's hard right now, and I am what he's thinking about while he's coming.
When I finished my scene with Eric Everhard, I told him it felt like he rearranged my organs because it did. It was like moving furniture. Oh fuck. Ouch. It was pretty intense.
I was intense. I was sore for a couple days after him.
Yeah, and it's the way he fucks too. It's a rabbit on Red Bull.
I know. But I'm so emotionally motivated that I can look in his face and he looks like he's so turned on. I'm like, okay, whatever you want, I'll do it. You know?
Whatever you want
to make you happy.
So on the opposite punching side, tell me about boxing.
I started training about 12 weeks ago, and it started as fitness, and it was he's a really well-known coach, and And 2 weeks into it, we were sparring, and something happened, and I got a punch in, and then something happened where I went in with a friend, and then the friend kind of disappeared, and then it was just me and him, and then new people came in, and it's kind of one of the most interesting platonic relationships I've had with a man in my life.
What makes it so different?
Because it's not sexual at all. And it's kind of every session I sort of leave going, where were you when I was 12? You know, I'm his prized pony. You know what I mean? It's this kind of I go in, he's wrapping my hands and he's oh, you're so strong. And the things he'll say while I'm fighting
motivation.
And stuff, it's just, you know, he'll just say things you're a thoroughbred, you're so good, your jab's so strong, and you're a fucking baby, you're just starting, and you're already so good. That kind of encouragement, and this very, even when I sit and look at my body and be you have a really unique body, but it's really special, for this and that, everything's about that you're an athlete, you're built for this, this is, it's this kind of confidence where I'm just where were you in middle school? Yeah. To just be
did you play sports in school at all?
I did. I was center forward in soccer.
Okay.
And I was a championship swimmer.
Okay.
So I was a ballerina from the time I was 6 till 17. So I was always athletic, and then I kind of fell away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been a runner and
you're
and
very
stuff
competitive
like that.
Too.
Yeah. Incredibly.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I don't know. I'm ambitious. I'm very ambitious, and so.
So have you been hit yet?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hard?
What was it like getting hit?
The first few times that it happened, I found myself it was frustrating. Like, I was embarrassed. I wanted to cry. Mm-hmm. Like, I got smacked in the face, and, like, I was frustrated. It was that thing of, like, and especially because he wouldn't acknowledge it. He wouldn't, like, stop.
Yeah.
He would just hit me again.
He didn't stop and say, are you okay?
No.
It just kept coming.
Yeah.
Now, how different is that in training compared to, like, some really intense scenes you've done for, like, kink.com?
What, are you comparing boxing to fucking?
No, I am. I'm comparing boxing to BDSM scenes because there's a similar type of meditative state you have to go through to say, this isn't my physical limit. I can continue. But one is in a sexual aspect and the other is in an athletic aspect.
Right.
Getting past the wall or whatever you want to say, like.
Oh, there's times even in just, like, boy-girl scenes where it's just getting hard where I can hear my coach's voice going, like, there's no time to be tired.
Cowboy, fuck up.
You know, he'll like, if someone's breaking into your house and you're fighting for your life, you know, like, there's no time to be tired. Exactly. There's no time to, like, not have the energy. Like, you just have to find it. Like, you just have to dig that resource out of yourself,
or just,
you know.
Dig the 9 mil out of your drawers. A lot easier.
But even then, his whole thing is, like, is that, you know, that it's, like, life's not fair, but you should never know fear, you know? Like, that. Like, there's that difference. Like, it's not always fair, but you need to, like, never be afraid, you know?
Well, that's life.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, it's been, like, this weird Zen kind of, like, I'm sort of, like, he's sort of my weird Pai Mei or something. It's, like, he's become this other...
He's, like, your Jedi Master.
Yeah.
Help me, Obi-Wan, like, Kenobi!
Several people have said that in the 3 months since I've been doing that, that I'm, like, a different person.
I've noticed it.
Even my mom's just like, you're just different.
Yeah, I noticed it the last time we shot.
Yeah, and it's not even a physical transformation. It's
can tell from you, you've come a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference. So, confidence.
Yeah, big time. Huge. Huge for
it's
me.
Like being a personal leader. Like, I'm not necessarily trying to lead anyone, but now you're attracting a different kind of energy with your self-confidence leading.
And would you say it has, I think it has to do with the fact that you've made this decision to do boy girl and said, I'm going to do boy girl and I'm going to do it well. And kind of like, instead of always having that question, that indecisive thing around you.
Right.
Now you've decided that this boxing, like all these things that you're doing are giving
I'm becoming much more like decisive in just in life in general. And it's like, it's paying off big time. So
good.
Yeah. So if a ninja came around the corner and attacked you now, could you defend yourself?
Absolutely. But I've always been able to defend myself.
Well, yeah. I don't doubt that at all.
What if
but are you doing like the 1-2 punch? Like, are you thinking in your head like combos and stuff?
No, I do. It occurs.
Knee to the groin.
A lot of this has been about self-discovery. Mm-hmm. And so the first day I was in my new place in Highland Park, I went out and there were two guys in the front of my apartment building. And I was like, is it safe to kind of jog around here? Like, what's the area like? Is it, you know, and they were joking. He's like, I don't know, mija, how fast can you run? I said, oh, I can. I'm like, I'm fine.
Always run with a friend because all you have to do is run faster than your friend.
well, and we were joking, what I said to him was, I was like, no, it's fine if someone tries to attack me, like I can handle it. I just want to know if I need to be prepared for that. And he goes, they were surprised at that attitude. But
what are you living in the barrios here with the cholos and the vatos?
It's a little rough. It's a little rough around the edges, but not bad. But I grew up in that situation.
Great food. I know. I love it down there.
It's more about self-discovery. It's like today when I was jogging, I was just thinking like, oh, you know, of the 5,000 times that I've gone out and jogged or gone and like walked to my car at night or done something dangerous, I've been attacked like 4 times. Mm-hmm. And 3 of those times I got away without getting hurt. And what I thought to myself was like, so really what it is, out of the infinite myriad times that you can go do whatever you want and not be afraid, mm-hmm. I've only encountered one guy that I should have been afraid of.
Right. It's actually
like, you know what I mean? It's that's actually pretty good odds. And so that's what I say in terms of like, it's like the sort of self-discovery. It's like discovering someone you've actually been.
But it only takes one bad time.
It's really nice hearing her talk about these transformations though. Because if you remember Marcus Cowell being on here, Cowell, I think I was the proper way to pronounce it. He is a UFC fighter, but he also teaches self-defense to women, mm-hmm. self-defense classes and things like that. And he's so great with these women who, you know, come in scared.
And he's a badass.
And he completely transforms them and, you know, makes them feel confident and everything like that.
He's a badass, though.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want
to. Well, I mean, for me, it's too more just like realizing like that I actually always have been a fairly confident person because, once I had made the decision to move to Highland Park, a bunch of people were like, that's really dangerous. It's this, it's that. And I go in like, I lived in Bed-Stuy, dude. I would take the subway at 3 a.m. in Bed-Stuy, and they'd be like, what's that? And I'm like, it's like Watts.
Exactly.
Like, I used to live in Watts, okay? Because there was, like, West Coast people didn't have, like, a comparison. I'm like, it's like I lived in Watts. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Fuck Jenny from the block. We've got Savvy from the block.
Well, that's the same thing. Like, I grew up in the barrio, in the hood. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've never... Every time I have to do work or go to East LA and Compton, which I have done a million times, it never bothers me. I always tell people because it's what I grew up in.
It's not like you're not afraid. It's just like you know what to be afraid of. Yeah, it's like you know kind of like how to handle it.
And the red flag, you know what to look for and you know what to avoid. And
yeah, exactly. I always say like it takes like 5 minutes to figure out you're in the wrong neighborhood and about 15 minutes to get out of it.
That's good. That's really good time to prepare for it.
But it's true. Yeah. It's like definitely, it's you're walking, you're like, oh. And then you're like, how do I get out of here? And it takes you like 15 minutes to like figure out how you got in there.
Yeah. I've definitely been in situations where I've been threatened for being white. Just the little white girl all by herself. Detroit and Milwaukee. Woo.
Yeah.
Scary shit.
Yeah.
I was in Detroit once, and I have to say I was a little nervous. I was in a neighborhood that I knew I shouldn't have been in.
Detroit is so bad, they rent it for post-apocalyptic movies. Yeah. Like, that's where
the neighborhood with all the artists did all the stuff all over the place?
I can't remember.
But that crazy neighborhood there, we were there shooting once, and it was pretty... I just knew I shouldn't be there with an expensive camera in my hand. I knew it was
There's times even just in downtown, because sometimes I help Mason out with her movies and stuff, mm-hmm. and there have been a couple of times where we shoot downtown, And her and I will do crazy stuff. Like we've done location scouting. We saw this building in downtown, and we're like, I want to shoot in that building. So we like called the number, and it was like under construction. And the guy's like, yeah, just go in and look at it. So we like got out of the car and like got a clipboard and pretended we were like
inspectors,
you know, and like went into the building. And it's like, and there have been times where it's like, especially with Mason, like with her productions, it's like that's a lot of really expensive equipment.
Well,
and
I can't like tell you how many times, like, you know, how many times through the years that I've been downtown with a girl shooting, and all I tell the girl straight up, if a gang comes to get us, and it's a choice between the camera or the girl, I'm just gonna say, bring the girl back when you're done. I'd appreciate it. Taking my camera.
I just want to say that the Skid Row people downtown that I run into are very sweet and complimentary. They always go, baby, you're so pretty, I'd rob a bank for you. I'm like, that's the sweetest thing anyone's ever told me. So when you handle that, let me know. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. Sovereign, where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter.
SMB.
Or in Highland Park. Yeah, you can come stalk me. And if you want to get in a boxing match, we can make that happen.
Duke it out. No shadow boxing for her. All right,
Ash. I'm on Twitter.
This is Ash Hollywood. Sovereign is at Sovereign Sire.
Sovereign Sire with an underscore. And it's SYRE.
So complicated.
Yeah. If I had known, I would have just been like Lady Jane or some shit.
Jane Smith.
And this is Ash Hollywood at Ash Hollywood. Make sure you check out ashgirl.com and also follow the Ashaholics Twitter. Stay tuned for more action.